I'm pleased to have you here. This is my Dexon with Online Camera Strokers. So today, 16th of April, I bring to you FOMO. FOMO stands for the fear of missing out. And today I'll cover the definition of FOMO, provide a few examples of FOMO, how it affects your personal success, and how to reduce or deal with it, which is the art of JOMO. JOMO stands for the joy of missing out. But before that, I would like to start with the first thing on my deck, which is the word of today. So I got this word from Fola Haino, which says, "The results you produce in life has less to do with where you live and more to do with what lives within you." Now, moving on to the main topic, which is FOMO and the art of embracing JOMO. FOMO was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2013, and it can be described as the uneasy and sometimes all-consuming feeling that you're missing out from rewarding experiences. It is a social anxiety characterized by a desire to stay continually connected to what others are doing. Okay, I have here cases that describe this phenomenon. Okay, the number one is staying glued to your smartphone even while you're having other things doing, because social connection, in quotes, is more important and you might miss someone's status update. Well, it is acceptable to do so at the end of a long day when you're trying to relax or when you're sitting in the waiting room at an office, but it becomes unhealthy if you are constantly hitting the refresh button. Wait, if you can't stop to look at your own life because you are busy looking at the lives of other people, you are clearly exhibiting anxiety about other people's experience. Okay? So the next one is buying that new shiny object because it just might be the next big thing. I call this one FOMO shopping. The anxiety that makes you buy new products as soon as they are released, simply because you do not want to miss or you just want to belong with your friends or the society. Yeah, that's the next one. So the third one is accepting a request and spreading yourself too thin instead of saying no, simply because it's a new opportunity for networking. Definitely, it is important to stay on top of your business opportunities, but it is more important to have quality interactions rather than a lot of short conversation with people that you won't remember, because your mind is on so many other things. And people will notice if you have too much to do and you are not really invested in this moment, and this can probably end up costing you more business at the end. So the last case I have here is constantly checking your social media. I think everyone is guilty of this. Yeah, in one way or the other, we are experiencing FOMO, but it's just that some people have higher case and some better. So the last one is constantly checking your social media, even when you're in a meeting or on a date. In this case, your priorities are not coming into play. You are not looking at the bigger picture of the future of your career or the future of your relationship with your date. Instead, you are allowing yourself to become caught up in the short-term moments of what is going on in the world without you. But remember, you do not have the ability to change what others are doing. So you have to let go and know that you do not need to know what is happening right now. So if you see yourself in any of this situation, you may be experiencing FOMO. And a study shows that FOMO often originates in unhappiness. Well, I did my findings and it says those with low levels of satisfaction of fundamental needs for competence, autonomy and relatedness tends toward higher level of FOMO, as do those with lower level of general mood and overall life satisfaction. So that's all I have, like the examples of FOMO. So now we're moving to the next thing, which is embracing JOMO, or how to reduce FOMO. Firstly, to create a solution, there must be a problem. Before you can fix any bad habit, you have to admit that you have an issue. You have an issue with the bad habit. So there is no difference with FOMO. Before you can solve it, you have to admit that you have FOMO. Secondly, take a break from social media. Yeah, social media can be a fun distraction, but taking it to an extreme is all about FOMO. You see what others have and what they are doing, and you want the same. Avoid this trap. It's a trap because you can't be everywhere. You can't do everything. Okay? So the third one is, rather than feeling bad about missing something, take joy in what you have and what you do. That's it. A change from FOMO, like fear of missing out, to joy of missing out. So the fourth one is, practice mindfulness and live in the moment. Well, this helps you appreciate the present moment instead of wishing you were somewhere else. Be willing to accept your current situation and surroundings and love it. Just love it. Embrace it. So the next one is cultivating a sense of gratitude. Instead of desiring stuff you wish you had, practice being grateful for the blessings you currently have. Okay? Practice being grateful for the blessings you currently have. So second to the last is knowing your priorities. When you know what is valuable to you, you're less likely to feel envious about other people's success because you have your own goals or bucket list that you're working on. So know your priorities and act accordingly. The last one here is to enjoy the journey of JOMO. Enjoy the journey of the joy of missing out. Focus on life enhancing experiences rather than the symbols of success. Okay? I think that's all I have on FOMO and the art of embracing JOMO. You can go online and read more on it if it really interests you. It's an interesting topic, you should check it out. So now we're going to the affirmation. So I would like you to affirm this with me. Any disappointment I have experienced will come to an end. I will be elevated out of it, lifted higher with new energy and passion for life. I will feel stronger, more determined and at peace. I will experience how powerful a small shift is. Things will change for the better. So please affirm this with me. I don't want to waste time, so I'm not going to say it three times this time around. So you can replay it and affirm it three times. So the last thing I have here before the end of this show is just so you know. Just so you know is just a basic fact or fun fact that I like to use to round up the show. So just so you know, we wake up hungry when we eat before bed. Eating food, especially ones with heavy starch and sugar right before you sleep, causes a spike in your blood sugar, which leads to the release of insulin. This absorbs the sugar in your blood, causing a steep drop in your blood sugar level that leads to hunger. So whenever you eat late, especially with food with starch and sugar, you wake up being hungry. So I know this is a serious moment for all of us as a global community, but I strongly believe we will fight and overcome this coronavirus. Until then, please stay at home and stay safe. Bye-bye.